Good morning. My name is Jasmine, and this is City Daily. Lent is a season of intentional reflection. Reflection on the journey of our Jesus to the cross. Reflection on our own lives as we examine our lives before God and allow Him to make the gospel more real to our hearts, minds, and bodies. Today, we will reflect on Jesus' character, reminding our hearts that He is the God who had compassion on the crowds, having particular awareness of those who were hurting, needy, and broken. In the Gospels, we see Jesus interacting with the crowds with love and compassion time and time again. In these interactions, He is often drawn to the weary and broken, the sick and hurting. In the Gospels, we see a God who is immensely attuned to the pain of His people. Modern psychologists define attunement as a parent's ability to be aware of and respond to their child's needs. An example of this is a mother's ability to notice and respond to the subtle facial expressions and verbal communication attempts of her baby. Attunement is essential to forming secure emotional attachment. It is a vital part of a child feeling safe, loved, and cared for by their parents. Just as attunement is necessary in a healthy parent-child relationship, it is also a vital part of our relationship with God. Jesus is attuned to you. He sees past the brave faces we often put on to face the world, and He sees our pain, suffering, and heartache. I have often wrestled with the idea of God's attunement to me. When I am aware of God's attunement to me, I am forced to acknowledge things I'd rather avoid. I am forced to confront my pain and hold it before God. Blaine Eldridge, in his book, The Paradise King, writes, "We see God with the eyes of the heart. Alas, most of our hearts are hurting. And so, if we are going to engage Jesus seriously, we will have to hurt. We will have to face our disappointments and many of our tragedies. Most of us know that, at least on some level, and so we avoid it. We stay in the propositional. We keep the experiential an arm's length away. Sometimes honest and vulnerable prayer, where we experience God as He really is, as we bring our greatest disappointments and tragedies before Him, can feel daunting. I'd like to share a liturgy that has helped me bring my heart before God in moments of pain, disappointment, and tragedy. This is my distress liturgy. I'd like to invite you to listen with an open heart. If you're able to, find a comfortable spot. And if you can, close your eyes. Now notice your body. Are you holding tension anywhere? Maybe it's your shoulders. Maybe your chest is tight. Take a few deep breaths and slowly release the tension from your body. God is the giver of breath. Inhale his peace. And exhale any tension you're holding. As you breathe, make yourself aware of God's attunement to you. He is attentive to your heart, your emotions, your pain. He's delighted to see you, to hold you in this moment. Now pray with me. Jesus, I need you. I release this moment, everyone and everything involved, to you. What do I need to receive from you in this moment? Jesus, is there anything I'm afraid of? Here, in this moment, I am in you. I am safe and secure, held by love. And you are in me. You are closer than my skin and understand all that I am feeling. You see me with eyes of love, compassion, and mercy. And you empathize with my weakness and need. You are my great high priest. You know exactly how to cover me. Right here and right now, I entrust myself to your care. Put my heart, mind, and body at rest.